There are over 20 U.S. military facilities in Japan, more than in any other foreign country. But recent incidents, including the arrest of an American military contractor for the murder of a 20-year-old local woman, have inflamed decades of simmering animosity against the U.S. military presence there. For years, the controversy over the expansion of a U.S. Marine base in Okinawa has pitted locals concerned about noise, the environment, and crime against U.S. officials who say the expansion is necessary for strategic defense. Meanwhile, the plan to move a Marine air station to a coastal area in Japan has drawn protests, and today, the Okinawa Prefecture government is expected to file a new lawsuit to block ongoing construction. Sonia Narang has this report for the American Homefront Project.
For decades, the large Futenma Marine base has been in the central part of Okinawa, now a crowded urban city. But the U.S. and Japanese governments are planning to move it to a more pristine place, the rural fishing village of Henoko. There's already a small base there, but Mayor Susumu Inamine has been leading a major fight against the expansion.
They are going to build two huge V-shaped runways that are 1,800 meters long and 10 meters high. These will be an enormous concrete mass right here in the sea.
The mayor and others worry about possible environmental damage to the area. More than 2,000 protesters recently gathered near the site of the expansion, where construction of the seawall is already underway. Etsuko Urashima lives just a few miles away from the new base site and is also concerned about noise and aircraft accidents.
My town would have the worst noise from military airplanes. People here worry if they can really continue to live in the area after the runways are built.
But the U.S. and Japanese governments are not backing down, especially in light of threats from North Korea. Here's Pentagon spokesman Gary Ross speaking from a prepared statement.
The United States troop presence in Okinawa remains fundamental to fulfilling our treaty commitment to Japan's defense. Our forward deployed forces in the region, including in Japan, enable us to respond quickly and effectively to any contingency that might threaten the United States.
Under the U.S.-Japan alliance, U.S. forces defend Japan from rival nations. More than half of about 50,000 U.S. service members in Japan are stationed on Okinawa.
The United States embraces a commitment to maintain good relations with the local communities on Okinawa and continues to be cognizant of the footprint of our military presence.
However, maintaining these good relations is a challenge for the Marine Corps. It's more than just about noise and the environment. According to police, U.S. troops have committed more than 500 heinous crimes on Okinawa since 1972, the year the U.S. handed control of the island to the Japanese government. These include the gang rape of a 12-year-old girl in 1995, and just last year, the rape and murder of a local woman by a former Marine. That crime led to huge protests on the island. City Councilwoman Kumiko Onaga knew the woman's family.
This incident occurred because the military bases are here. There are many who have been raped, who are bearing the pain of it in silence, and there are women who have died. Like this woman.
Okinawa's leaders have tried to stop the base in Henoko by denying construction permits and going to court. But the Japanese Supreme Court last year allowed work to proceed. Experts say the U.S. is encountering a lot of tension, not just on Okinawa, but also in other places around the world where there are military bases, especially East Asia, the Middle East, and parts of Europe. Michael O'Hanlon is a military analyst at the Brookings Institution.
Managing local feelings about the American military presence is always complicated. You've got to try to find the best possible solution, because what you really don't want is a showdown where you're ultimately just told to leave with very little warning. And that's the worst case scenario for us of all.
But managing local feelings on Okinawa could be a challenge as protests against the base continue to get bigger, especially as construction moves full speed ahead. I'm Sonia Narang in Los Angeles.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.